Welcome to the A Minute to Midnight show. This is Tony. Today my guest is Derek Fulmer. Now, even if you haven't heard of Derek, you may find this show is exactly what you need to hear, particularly if you have any desires to help see the kingdom of God advance in these end days and you're wondering what sort of a role you may be able to play in that. Then keep listening, because I have no doubt that for some of you, today's show is going to be crucial in understanding your destiny and your role in the kingdom of God in the coming days. I want to welcome Derek Fulmer to the A Minute to Midnight show. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm great. And yourself?
And I am I'm excited to be a part of what God's doing with Minute to Midnight.
And I'm really glad to have you on the show too. And of course, it's morning here and it's winter, and it'll be a late afternoon or mid-afternoon in summer. I bet the temperatures are a bit hotter up there.
Well, we live in the mountains in Colorado Springs, and it's a cool 80 degrees.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's certainly warmer than it is here this morning. Yes, quite a bit warmer, in fact. So can you give the listeners a bit of a background into who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure, Tony. I've been in men's ministry for 25 years. He called me, Yeshua called me into kingdom work in 2001, a very powerful move. He brought prophets, he brought intercessors, he brought seers to really put me in the direction that he wanted me to go. There's been a calling and an anointing on what he wanted to see happen, not only around the United States, but around the world, as he develops very, very powerful special forces type teams to accomplish what he wants done and when he wants it done during these last days. So I've been doing this for a long time with men, especially with small groups, discipleship oriented, discovering, understanding, and entering into this kingdom living and perspective that is different than religion, than church, than Christianity, really being able to be a follower of Jesus. And what does that look like, and how does that play out in the lives of the men? So we've been doing that for, I'd say about 25 years.
Wow. And so what direction is that taking you now?
Well, he has been really moving powerfully for a time such as this. It's taken me to develop kingdom teams, which are kingdom-minded and passionate men that have this bond together, and they are forming powerful, dynamic, world-changing teams. They're about action. They're about not just about Bible studies and learning about God and then leaving, listening and leaving, listening and leaving. It's actually engaging the earth with love, justice, hope, and provision that this dark and dying world's going to need. And these men are powerful men of God, not unlike the mighty men of David of old. And it is amazing to see these small special force groups form all over the United States and the world, and to see the bond that these men have created with the Spirit is something to behold. But it's for a time such as this. It's for action. It's about taking territory. It's about taking places and spaces, not only for the advancement of the kingdom, but also of defeating the enemy's kingdom. And these men are called up, they are anointed, and they are uniquely designed to form as a team, which we're seeing the Spirit move in ways that I really haven't seen him work since we really entered into the kingdom age. So it's a powerful time.
So what does this look like, the K-Teams? You founded them, I take it, and what exactly do they do?
Yeah, these K-Teams are 4 to 7 men, 12 to 15 men. They meet every week for about 2 hours to 3 hours, depending on the call and depending on the kingdom assignments that they're to take on, and really how the campaign is supposed to go. Depends on how much we spend time together. The time that we spend together is about inspiring each other, mentoring. There's usually a team leader, we call a captain, that brings the discipling, maturing, mentoring stuff, revelational guidance for times such as this that the men need to see and to hear and to encourage them. They rally around, so we're rallying around a Holy Spirit-led assignment. And these assignments are bigger than just one man.
So what sort of assignments are we talking about?
Okay, so let's say for these last days that the Lord wants food, water, fuel, provision put out across the United States in places that the enemy can't get to them, and the enemy doesn't know where they're at. That is an assignment that is a miraculous coming about where he just brings men and women all across the United States, and they come up and they are told. They actually hear the voice of the Lord saying that this needs to be created. We are creating lighthouses around these K teams, which are a community of God's kingdom people for these last days. So a kingdom assignment would be to put food and water and shelter and an amazing amounts in various places for when the time comes, and it will come when times get very desperate and very difficult. God's provision will be there. Another kingdom assignment is to really be there with a kingdom message when up to 50, 70 million churchgoers fall away during these desperate and dark times. It's the kingdom assignments and those campaigns where he's already putting men and women of the kingdom in place to where he's coming back around and he's going to bring them to himself. And that's going to be an incredible revival and an incredible time of restoring and harvest for the kingdom.
Okay, that's really interesting. So you believe that we're heading for difficult times. And so at this stage, are you actually organizing or have teams organizing food storage and sort of prepping type stuff?
That is one aspect of some K teams. Certainly, we've heard the call for that. We know, based upon all the prophetic that has been given and released to us, that we're hearing exactly where, how much, what, and who is going to be doing that. It's Tony, it's been incredible to hear the specificness of the Lord telling us all these things. And it's exciting, but yet it's a very difficult time. You know, Habakkuk 1:4 says, "For the wicked surround the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted." Proverbs 28:28, "When the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding." So we're seeing that in the United States. We're seeing that in Europe. We're seeing that around the world. There's this darkness and coldness that is gripping the world. But God has an amazing plan, and we get to be a part of that.
So do you have communication between all the different groups within the K teams? How does that work?
Yeah, we have a very specific way to communicate. We don't want to really share that in detail, but it is it's a military type communication that the Lord's given us, that we have the ability to talk and to communicate encryptedly. These things that the enemy wants to come against us with will not be understood or known. And so all the K teams, there will be hundreds of them within a few years, I believe. And these, all of them will be interlinked in a network. We know from the military that it takes a network to defeat a network. And God's putting a network of his warriors together in a very, very, very specific and powerful way. And yes, we will be networked. We will have communications. The network is not only the K-Tames, is more, I would say, more of the inner circle, but there will be hundreds of Kingdom people surrounding a K-Team across the United States in each area. And they also will be linked in a network of communication. See, whatever the Lord wants done, we will be able to do that in a underground sense, that the Lord wants us to be behind the scenes and not be known. So that he's told us to do that, and we're going to do that.
So if, for instance, the internet went down and general communications was chopped, would you still be able to communicate?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have incredible men and women that have been in communications for 20, 30, 40 years across the United States that are putting together this communications plan. It's exciting. We're about to unveil use some stuff that we haven't used before. Cell phones, we don't particularly think that's going to be a good thing going forward. So there's other ways of communicating. When the cell phones are in use, we'll be able to use certain different types of cell phones. Skype is very secure, as you probably well know. And so there are all kinds of different ways. And we are put together not unlike the military in some degree, where we know whose roles, whose job is whose. We're linked together, like the team captains. They will all be talking together. The sergeants, the team overseers, the lighthouse coordinators, the special assignment, the preps guys, the medical people. This is a wide-ranging deal, and the Lord is already moving at a fast pace. You hear, Tony, a lot about the people that are heralding it's a minute to midnight. You hear a lot of people on Christian radio and TV, and they're heralding, and they're supposed to herald that times are changing, and you need to have your antenna up. You need to have ears to hear and eyes to see. But what's incredible about what he's doing here is that we have the heralds, but we have the people on the ground doing the work right now. And it's important, Tony, because if you wait until you see and it happens, then it's too late.
So is this just involve men, or is it involve women as well?
Well, the K-Teams, from where we're going forward, are men, and he has a specific reason for that. But let me tell you, there are powerful spirit warriors that are women all over the United States and the world. We have listened to two. Certainly Joni from Minute to Midnight is one of the most powerful warriors you'll ever encounter.
Yeah.
She's fierce. She's a fighter. Yeah. And we're locking arms with Joni going forward. We've also Sherilyn Boddy, who's a spectacular prophet and a warrior, an intercessor. There are women that we're locking arms with all across the United States, and they're a part of the team. But the K-Teams are really a mentoring, maturing, discipling group, in that it's active oriented, but in that you really don't want to cross the stream, so to speak, so we can get really real with each other. And it's difficult sometimes when you have men and women doing that.
Yeah. So do you see, the churches, mainstream churches, what's going to happen to them? Are they going to be part of the big falling away, or is there going to be a mixture? How do you see this playing out in the future? I mean, we know the body of Christ will continue, but is it the true body going to have to go underground, or is it, going to continue as we see now?
Yeah, great question. I think what I think it's a mixture. What I see and what I'm hearing from the Lord, and what's more importantly, I'm hearing from the prophets, and we're surrounded. God sent a lot of them to us. Is that He is moving extraordinarily quick in an accelerated form to beautify His bride. And what I mean by that is a remnant, the elect, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the ones that are truly following Yeshua HaMashiach. That is what I think He is really moving to see during this time. And I believe there is a compromised, lukewarm essence of the church body in general. And that's displeasing to the Lord. And He wants to shake that up. And He is going to shake it up. And He's shaking that up all over the world. And I think there's a large mass in the Christendom that is asleep, that is a part of the world. They have some kind of some adherence to religion, but yet deny the power of the living God. There's a billion called Christians, but very, very few of that group are really what He would call the remnant. And He is moving that remnant towards assignments for these last days. And I believe that there are kingdom pastors out there. What He is telling us is that there are a cycle of what's happening with us and Jesus. You know, the first one would be the Savior type, where most Christians stay. They accept Jesus as their Savior, but they really don't mature, and they don't grow, and they're not willing or able to go through the fires. That is the mass of Christendom, which will be very, very lukewarm, and there'll be babies. They'll stay on milk. Then the next relationship stage is a lordship stage, where you see the Jesus as not only Savior, but Lord of all your life. And you start giving Him everything about your life as an act of worship, and the things that you kept for yourself. Now He gets to take, and now you become more like Him. And that is a difficult maturation process where fewer followers go through. And then the final stage is the one where you see Jesus as King of all kingdoms. He is the kingdom of this earth. He's the kingdom of heaven, and He is invading the earth with His kingdom. It is the kingdom of light versus the kingdom of darkness. That is the battle that these mature men and women are now engaging in, and they see the reality of that, and they are willing to engage the enemy to advance the kingdom of light versus the kingdom of darkness. And that is a battle, and that is something that is very difficult and few enter in. We have now, I believe, we've entered into a kingdom age where Jesus says that when the message, the gospel of the kingdom is preached through all the earth, the end will come. He's coming. And this kingdom message, this perspective, this ability and willingness to be about His kingdom, not denominations, not religion, not Republican or Democrat. It's about Jesus's kingdom. And when we seek first that kingdom and the righteousness that is Jesus's, we know that we're about what that pleases His heart. So it's that engaging the kingdom that is at the end. And we're seeing, you're going to see Him pour out His Spirit on all humanity. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams. We will see signs, miracles, and wonders of these kingdom warriors that when Jesus says, even if you follow Me, you will do the things that I am doing. And yea, you will do even greater things than I. So that's almost too amazing and wonderful to comprehend. But guess what, Tony? We're seeing that all across the world. it's happening in ways that we haven't seen before, and it's exciting to see that. So you're looking at a compromised, lukewarm church. I'm not saying that there aren't pockets of amazing, Holy Spirit-filled, kingdom, fully gift places of worship, but what we're seeing is it's not about what's going on inside the church or the four walls. It's about going out there and taking territory, taking space, taking people. It's the leaving the close ones around the church and going after the lost ones in the world. It has that type of understanding, and these and that is where we're praying for our religious leaders of today. I have a burden and I hurt for them, but you know, it seems like the deception is still there, and they're just concentrating on some things that may not be where we are today, that these people in their congregations need to know what's happening. They need to know the truth. It's not an easy message. It takes great courage for church pastors to step up and say things that won't bring in money, that won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so one of those things today, Tony, is the tax, you know, the tax donation stuff.
Yeah.
It's what's going to happen is the world is changing. The United States is changing. We have leaders that are not about that. And the Lord is going to test people's hearts. What's in there? And I see up, Tony, a kind of a shifting where the religious leaders of the day, whoever they are, if they're not kingdom, I think he's moving in the kingdom leaders. They're preparing for the season at hand. They are battle tested. They are ready for the change that's about to take place. The leaders, the religious leaders today that are not ready for the change will not be able to lead.
I think there's already a lot of people that have become disillusioned with churches in general. They're still Christians, but they've pulled themselves out of churches because they don't like what's going on. I know a lot of people that follow us on At a Minute to Midnight fit into that group. You know, they still love the Lord and they still consider themselves Christians, but they've absolutely had a guts full of mainstream Christianity and churches and the money hungry and watered down messages and that sort of thing. And personally, I'd see a lot of the churches are going to integrate into the one world religion. It's becoming pretty obvious that's the direction it's going. And so many more true people, Christians, will have to pull out of those mainstream churches. But then Jesus will have his true body building up outside of that. That's how I see it.
Yeah, and George Barna did he's done a bunch of research and survey, and millions, up to 30 to 40 million followers, not just believers in Jesus, but followers of Jesus, are moving and having, you know, God's moving and having his being inside of these followers outside of four walls. Wherever two or three gather in Jesus' name, that is the church. So there are things that are happening. We're seeing in these K teams that there's a spirit of agreement that's taking place. How can two people walk together and accept they're in agreement? And this agreement is that we are in the time of history where we need to be ready. Our lamps need to be full of oil. There's going to be half of the kingdom at least. The Christendom that will not be ready. He tells us that. And he's telling us that he still cares for them. But here, deal, in Amos 3:7, it says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. I think what has happened the enemy has gotten in there in Christendom where we have separated the true power of God, and we've separated from prophets and intercessors, and that should not be so. And now we don't have those discerning ears as a full body to see who are the right true prophets and who are the false prophets. So we're engaged in that, making sure that We are aligned with the true prophets of God. We want to make sure that 2 Timothy 3:5, we don't fall into this where they will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. You know, he tells us to stay away from people like that because you can't walk together in agreement. It's very difficult. We get to this point where we want to evangelize, but I'll tell you right now, God will bring people to himself when we lift him up. It's our responsibility to be powerful disciples of the nations, powerful disciples of the ones that come to him, where we just don't send them to a group of people where they can sit and act and just sit on the bench and be spectators. That time is over. And he does speak to our teachers of scripture today. You know, he says, woe to you teachers of the law, and these Pharisees back in Matthew 23:13. He says, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about. You shut the door of the kingdom and of the heavens in people's faces, but you yourself do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. So, of course, you travel over land and sea to make one convert. And when he becomes one, you make him twice as fit for hell as you are. It's Matthew 23:15. We see a lot of religious activity. We see men and women today in politics and all over the world that are leaders that have, they say things about religion and God, and it is empty. It is empty.
Yeah, having interviewed a few times and spoken, Carolyn Hamlet, who was a former Illuminist, and she sort of has told us that when she was part of that organization, one of their jobs that her and her mother did was to infiltrate churches, to deliberately sow, well, the occult into churches, and that was their assignment. And so I believe we see a lot of that. There's a lot going on in Christianity that people that are supposedly leaders and things are actually working for the other side, and it's a deliberate ploy. So how would you stop that same sort of thing from occurring within the K-teams? Because obviously if Satan, Lucifer, wants to infiltrate churches, he's also going to do his thing and try and infiltrate, you know, the true believers and organizations like yours. So how do you have any plans to recognize that or stop it?
Well, sure, absolutely. I mean, the Lord's given us vetting requirements. You got to understand something. When you're talking about church in general, you're talking about the masses. You're talking about anybody can show up, anybody can come in, and you have 4,100 different denominations of forms of government. But when you're talking about these small special forces type mobile units, you're looking at 4 to 7, 8 to 12, and they're really it's not by just showing up. You have to be invited. You have to pass a set of requirements that the Lord puts out. We have each one of these has a discerning man of God. And of course, it's difficult to be 100% fail-safe. Yeah. But when you're talking about that, it's different. It's difficult to infiltrate being a wolf in sheep's clothing, a group of four men, than it is to a group of 1,000 or 2,000. That's the difference there. And we spend a lot of time together. And that is something that is important to understand. We do life together, and we know each other. We know what their hearts are about. We know what they're about when they pray and they worship and their passion about who they are. And it's very difficult to fake that. But again, I hear what you're saying. But in that, just the structure alone and the people that are leading them is what the Lord has been doing, and we're putting that into play.
So what about Acts chapter 2? And is that sort of part of the goal, is to take the church or, you know, the Christians back to living that sort of way?
Wow, yeah. Tony, great statement. No question. Acts 2, Acts 4, let's put Acts 4:32. all the believers were in one heart and one mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. That's the type of spirit that he's bringing the true remnant back to. We're seeing that in, you know, we had some guys visit from another state here to Colorado, and they spent 4 days with us looking at about seven different K-teams, and they were amazed. What were they amazed about? They were amazed about the spirit of unity, the spirit of agreement, the spirit of love, the spirit of one direction, the bondedness that, you know, it's unmistakable when you see and you meet another true follower of Yeshua. It's really unmistakable, and it's a powerful thing. And he is doing that. He is recreating that. And he's inviting all of his believers and followers to that type of situation. But in that, you've got to be changed. Your heart's got to be circumcised. You can't be a friend of the world and follow Jesus. So you have to make up your mind who you're going to serve. Joshua 24:15. For as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That takes that type of metal to really form an amazing kingdom team that will do exploits for the kingdom that they will write about. And that's what's happening today. And you're right. What amazing formation of the body of Christ when that came forth in Acts. It's happening. We're seeing powerful manifestations of his spirit all over the states. But in this, we need to know that it's getting darker. And it's not about saving America. I just need people to understand that. You know, we were talking about Second Chronicles, talking about if my people would humble themselves. Well, here's the deal. It's going forth. This dark, difficult time, and it's going to get real difficult, is coming. And he is preparing his people, his kingdom people, his remnant, his elect, to understand where they are and where they fit into this. And it's understanding that this thing is going forth, and it is a minute to midnight. Yeah. And so, yes. And so again, it's also to know the times that they're going to be extraordinarily difficult, and it's going to shake the very faith of millions.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Isaiah 60. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord shines over you. For look, darkness covers the earth, the total darkness on the peoples. But the Lord will shine over you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your radiance. Raise your eyes and look around. They all gather and come to you. Your sons will come from far away, and your daughters will be carried on the hip. So we're talking about this amazing diamonds in the rough, where the kingdom of darkness is growing colder and more dark. His power, his people in his kingdom are going to shine that much more stronger and that much more radiant.
So just say America headed into martial law and total lockdown. Would you still be able to function? Would K-teams be able to function in that situation?
That's why we're here. Yes. So that is the reason why we are being prepared. It's a very difficult journey. It's a very dangerous journey. This is about life and death. Tony, we're not playing little house here. This is serious stuff. When you listen to people like Joni and the people that you've had on this program, it's serious, and people's lives and souls are at stake. And you know, the enemy really, there's no question. There's a deception that causes people to be apathetic in America and not understand or not even want to understand. It's this, like a conspiracy theory. If it's a conspiracy theory, oh man, let's stay way far, far away from that. And so there is this huge segment of Christendom in the United States that just is unaware. They're ignorant.
Yeah.
And that's why I love a program like yours. There's heralds that are speaking the truth, not what itching ears want to hear.
Yeah.
And so these are special mobile underground forces of God that are uniquely equipped to do exactly the assignments that He's called them to do in a way that is for a time such as this. You know, I can't talk too much about that.
Have you seen miracles? We're talking about the Book of Acts. Have you seen any sort of miraculous things happen?
Oh, sure. Oh, my goodness. Pancreas is being healed. People being raised from the dead.
Wow, have you seen that?
We have some friends. We could do a show on that. We're talking about my own life, Tony. I had the enemy's coming against me like crazy because he knows what's going on. He wants me dead. And so I'm talking with some friends and they go, hey, your prostate's the size of an orange and God wants to heal you. And I'm just shaking my head going, I have had major problems the last week or so. And I was just going, oh my gosh, here's another thing the enemy wants to come at me with. He prayed over me, laid hands on me, and went home, went to the bathroom, and I was completely healed.
Wow.
And I mean, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's these people of God that are kingdom perspective oriented. There's going to be accompanying them signs and wonders and miracles. We see miracles from family miracles, healing miracles, all kinds of business miracles. We have kingdom businesses that the Lord is raising up that are pouring millions into kingdom assignments. All over the world, He's raising up men and women that have special revelatory businesses or revelations or formulas that we're taking huge amounts of money and we're pouring it from Main Street into the kingdom. And also, Tony, the wealth of the wicked will be stored up for the righteous. And we're seeing that in ways that are just amazing. You have some Islamic huge foundations that are, for some unknown reason, we know by God, they're just giving to kingdom causes.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. So we're seeing billions and billions and billions of money transferred into the hands of the ones that are being prepared for what is going to take place. That's where the money is needed.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking at, if there's a huge falling away of somewhere of 50 million Christians, God wants them back.
Mm.
Jesus wants them back. And what a privilege and honor to be a part of that, it is the greatest rescue mission the world has ever seen, which is about to take place.
Wow. And to transfer the money, I believe God raises up Josephs, Old Testament Josephs, to prepare those that He puts in strategic positions to, Joseph was able to provide for his own family. He was able to prepare the nation to survive a famine. And I believe God does the same thing. Those people God will use rather than the ones that are using the kingdom of God for profit. A lot of these mainstream ministries and mega ministries where the pastors evangelists are rolling in money, and what are they doing with it? Building bigger houses for themselves.
Right. Yeah, there's no question about that. You were right, spot on the Joseph calling anointing, the Daniel calling anointing. It's pretty exciting when you see somebody from a state, way far away, and you all meet, about 30 or 40 of you, and you all have heard the same thing from the Almighty, and you look at each other going, this is special.
Mm.
These people were born and they have their burning desire to give and to bless all the people that are going to be starving and dying and needing this stuff. And it's amazing to see that many amazing kingdom, successful and significant people in the kingdom all coming together and knowing that they're supposed to come together and to do this. Tony, that's a sight to see. And we've seen it time and time again with these Joseph callings and these Daniel callings, where you get leaders together that think kingdom, and they're going, okay, we are on assignment. Let's accomplish that assignment. We won't rest. We won't stop until the Lord's work is completed. And these assignments sometimes are short term. Some of these campaigns are longer term, but it's all Holy Spirit directed. We don't control anything. Jesus does. He's the supreme commanding general of the heavenly armies. He's the captain of the host. He tells us what to do. We follow what he does. He tells us to do, and we get on it. And that's what's exciting. We hear specific instructions from the Lord. Daniel 9:22. He gave me instruction and talked with me and said, Daniel, I have now come forth to give you insight and understanding. How many Christians out there would give whatever they could to hear the voice of God, to give them a specific instruction? How wonderful that would be, right, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely. Most
don't hear it.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, what's going to happen now? People are going to listen to this, and obviously some people are going to go, how do we get involved? How can we get in this? You know, how can we find these people? You know, I want to do this. I'd say we're going to get that stream. We're also going to get another stream that's going, I don't like the sound of what these people are doing. We've got to stop them.
Yes, yes. Well, there's a couple things, Tony. I'm glad you asked that question. One is the Lord has asked us, that one of the reasons why we're here is to make a very specific call to seers, intercessors, prayer warriors, to have the covered firepower for this moving of these kingdom teams on the ground. It's not unlike Omaha Beach, if anybody saw Saving Private Ryan. If you are not, if you are on an unauthorized mission that you think is of God and it's not of God, it's not going to end well. Again, and if you are going across territories, Tony, and there are territorial spirits, there are enemy forces that have been ready and preparing for this, preparing for these people to land and to take space. This thing doesn't happen without that firepower of the intercessors and the seers. We need them. We're calling them forth. We want God to establish and direct them. So if somebody's hearing this, Lord, we just pray that they would get involved. If they email you at this at minute to midnight, I don't know if that's something you'd want, but we definitely need that. We're also inviting very sold out, kingdom-minded, Jesus-focused men who want to be men of action for his kingdom. They're willing to engage the enemy to stand up, to take a stand, not be about the world, and be courageous and enter into your anointing and your calling. And what's happening here, Tony, is this, that he's doing this with groups and in unity of community. This is what's special about this. There are no lone rangers. He's calling everyone into agreement where there is synergistic kingdom power. There was a study done about two oxen pulling some weight. One was about 7 tons. One was about 9 tons. That's 16 tons separately. Together, when they were yoked, they pulled 30 tons. That is a true statement.
Mm. So do you have a website or some form of contact for people who do wish to make contact?
Yeah, well, we've really made a concerted effort to try to keep this as low key as possible. I mean, I don't mind having my email out there. I guess they could email me. I could give that to you now or whenever. But
do you want it public on here?
Yeah, I don't know. I probably not.
Yeah.
Let me think about that. But I think right now what I really wanted, I felt the Lord wanted is to get this knowledge out there, but definitely about these prayer warriors. He will find a way to get them to us. But right now, I guarantee you, they don't, right where they're at. I know intercessors, if they're called by the Lord Almighty, that they can be right where they're at, covering this movement and these kingdom teams going forth. And we need that. We need that. We need hundreds of them around the world, praying, powerfully covering these men and women that are willing to engage the enemy in a life or death battle for the souls of the people that Yeshua wants back.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
There is a compromised and lukewarm church. There is no question about that. There is a need for real live action against evil and to bring God's solutions to the great problems of our day and not hide from them and just live our lives independently. We've already let the enemy have our education system. We've already let him kick God out of schools. We need to have courage on those great problems of our day and stand up and not be politically correct. To bring the true kingdom gospel to the fallen away church when it comes to the point where they have lost hope. And if you've lost hope, you have no faith. And if you have no faith, you can't please God. You need to be ready and you need to be prepared in these latter days. That means that you have food, water, shelter, and enough for your neighbors, and you are put on an assignment that you hear specifically from the Lord. Pray that God would use you in the great revival to be a salt and light in this world, to influence and impact the culture and the people of this earth. We want to do that from Wall Street to Main Street. We want to rally men to their God-given destiny. So we're uniting and mobilizing a network of team of God's special forces to bring love, hope, justice, and provision to a dark and dying world.
Amen. That's great. I just want to add one thing from an A Minute to Midnight perspective for people that are listening here. We strongly suggest that you don't rely on fiat currency such as the US dollar going forward as your main source of wealth preservation. If you can afford to do so, put some into precious metals, in the hand precious metals that you hold yourself, gold or silver, because they will survive any financial collapse. So thank you for being on the A Minute to Midnight show, Derek. That was really awesome, and I know we'll get a lot of feedback from people on this.
Well, Tony, it was nice meeting you, and thank you for what you do, and thanks, Joni, and all the team for Minutes of Midnight. I'm blessed, and I know the people of God are blessed too.
Awesome. Thank you. Wow, what a great interview. You'll be hearing more about the K-Teams on the A Minute to Midnight show in the near future. Please visit our website, aminutetomidnight.com. That's night spelt with a N-I-T-E. We have articles regularly posted on there, and we have a donation button if anyone wants to help us out that way. That'd be great. We also have a Facebook group, which you're welcome to join. And I write, record, and play all the music that's used on all of our shows. And you can find royalty-free music that I create and also sound effects at rocksuresounds.com. And there's a link to that on the A Minute to Midnight website. Well, that's it for today. We'll catch you in the next show.